Hello. My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello. My name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It has so many awesome parts. You simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello. My name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Elder Young.
Hello.
Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
You can read all about it now.
Hello.
In this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello.
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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Ni hao.
Me llamo Elder White.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life.
With Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You sure?
Oh, well.
That's fine. In hell.
Hey now.
You simply won't believe how much it's changed. This book will change your mind.
Will change your life.
This book will change your life.
Hello, would you like to change religions? I have a free book written by Jesus.
No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show him.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is
Elder Cunningham.
To share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello!
Hello!
Sure. Hi-ho!
Just take this book.
It's free.
You
see, you simply won't believe how much this book will change.
Change
this book.
Change your life
so you won't burn in
hell.
Hello!
You're gonna die someday.
Hello.
But if you read this book, you'll see that there's
hello.
Another way.
Spend
eternity hello. With friends and family.
Hello!
Hello. We can guarantee you that this book will change your life.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to A Mo Story. My name is Joe Enos, and this is a podcast where I cover different subjects and provide you stories from my own life. I'm a 48-year-old gay man living in Seattle, Washington, a brother to seven siblings, an immigrant from the Azores Islands, a healthcare worker, and sometimes just a guy with a microphone ranting. This is episode number 24, which will be titled Pop Mormon. This episode, I will be covering different subjects about Mormonism or the history of Mormonism and provide you with pop songs that I believe should be accompanied to the individual timelines that I'm going to provide you. So if you do or do not know Mormonism, this might be funny. I'm not trying to actually make fun of the religion, but more so just the interesting things around it. And how this came about was when I was dating Skidmark, who lived in Salt Lake City, I drove back from Salt Lake City one time by myself, and I was kind of obsessed with Mormonism at the time. And so I was listening to the radio, and I came up with a list of different songs that I thought would be amazing if you were going to do kind of like one of those Mamma Mia type plays that you would do pop songs for the individual events that happened in Mormonism. And so I'm going to tell you it and play the songs as long. So the beginning, we'll start with Joseph Smith, who is the prophet of Mormonism, who is in New York City.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray.
A young treasure hunter, Joseph Smith, was out in the fields, and suddenly an angel came upon him named Moroni and explained to him that he would find in his treasure hunts in the forest of New York City, or not New York City, but of New York State, some gold plates that had been buried that have the true truth of Christianity and the meaning of all of Christianity according to God, and that he was selected specifically because he would become the new prophet. Sign from God himself that he was the prophet to lead forth and give the people the new true meaning of Christianity. Once he found these gold plates, he had to interpret them by looking into a hat that had seer stones in them, and only he could interpret them. Many people doubted his interpretations, and so he wrote them down and gave them to a friend to take to his wife. His wife then told him that if it was true that Joseph Smith had found the new meaning of Christianity, and had he interpreted them from these gold plates, if she kept the interpretations, he could reinterpret those plates again. The friend went back then and told Joseph Smith what his wife had said, and Joseph Smith said, "Oh no, God is mad at me now for allowing you to see those interpretations and to give me into your wife, so I can't interpret from that book anymore, so I have to interpret from another book, which is also on the gold plates."
There were nights when the wind was so cold, and my body froze in bed if I just listened to it right outside. There were days when the sun was so cruel, all the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying out forever.
Now that it was coming out that Joseph Smith was able to remember what he was supposed to interpret from the gold plates, and it all had come back to him, he had realized then at that point that this was only just the beginning.
We've only just begun to live. So
People started to question and follow at the same time. This caused great excitement and fear for Joseph Smith, as this was a problem during those times. People feared they were losing their religion. Many tall tailors in those times were creating new religions and trying to steal money from people, and so the state of New York evicted Joseph Smith, his family, and his followers out, and they all moved to Illinois.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been, and we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
Quickly after arriving to Illinois, they were rushed out into Missouri, where Joseph Smith was able to continue his prophecy and explain what he believed was the true meaning of Christianity that had been told to him by Moroni, and that he was a prophet just as important as Jesus Christ. This became a problem for him. Out of fear for his life, he decided to write all of his interpretations down in what he would call the Book of Mormon. People started to question his beliefs and his teachings, and many disbelieved what he had written as a fairy tale or even just a treasure hunter's lies to seek money from them. It is known that Joseph Smith barely survived leaving Illinois before leaving to Missouri. Thank you. Many started to disbelieve the idea that he was a prophet that was just as important as Jesus Christ and set at the same level as Jesus to God. And for that, he was imprisoned for other crimes as well. During a tried escape, he was then shot and killed.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Joseph's interpretation also stated that there had been a battle between the Lamanites and the Neophytes long before, and after that battle, the dark-skinned had won, but the Lamanites had come back to America to then eventually win the battle, and they were the true Christians and the true people of God in America. After Joseph's death, the rest of the followers, including a man by the name of Brigham, had to get out of Missouri quickly and find a new place to go where they could continue the teaching of Joseph Smith the prophet and the new Mormon book that he had created called the Book of Mormon, which later became the Book of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Brigham had directed them to head west out of fear for their lives. So the followers in Brigham joined a caravan and went west. Many who went thought that this was a crazy expedition and wasn't sure if this was the right thing to do.
All aboard!
Unaware of the terrain and the mountains ahead of them, they struggled and finally would make it.
Baby, ain't no mountain high.
After a long voyage of the caravan, climbing over mountains, they finally reached the most beautiful sight they had ever seen. It was the Great Salt Lake. They had arrived in Salt Lake City, Utah, where they stand to this day, what they believe is their paradise. Once in Salt Lake, Utah, Brigham became the father of modern Mormonism. In the early years, while the religion was still small, they needed to increase their membership, so they encouraged men to have multiple wives in a form of polygamy.
I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing it in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life.
This soon became a problem for them, as it was against the law in the United States. And the United States at this time was currently having the FBI charge and remove radical religious creators. And so, therefore, in order to be deemed a true religion, the church split and became the Latter-day Saints and the FLDS, which is the Fundamental Latter-day Saints. The fundamentalists, though against the law, still believed in polygamy and continued to practice that until recent years, where the church has been constantly under investigation and its leader has been put in jail. This was when Brigham created a strict moral code of no drinking caffeine, smoking, or drinking alcohol, as well as... All active members were responsible to pay a tithing to the church.
I have a plan.
practice which is still practiced today and believed to have netted the church in over $28 billion worth of assets and money. Another part of the moral code is no sex before marriage, but it is well known within the Mormon community that people do what is called soaking. That's where a man puts his penis inside of a woman and he just lays there. But the youth of Mormonism has figured out that if you have a person jump up on down on the bed, you are still only soaking, but your penis is moving in and out, thus you're still a virgin. Out of fear that members will find out more about other religions or what the world thinks about their specific religions, the church has created a very strict code around secular music, television, and readings. They are not permitted within the church. In order to receive full temple recommend, you must only read, view, or listen to approved messages from the church. A boy who is now entering into manhood after completing high school must complete a 1 to 2 year eldership, which is where they go on their mission and they spread the word of the Mormon Church and the Book of Mormon in a specific country with a fellow elder in order to be married in the Mormon Church. The mission can be one of the greatest challenges for the church, as men are left to seek out ways of spreading the word of Mormonism as well as trying to be true to their Mormon teachings. Many times during the mission is when a man will read outside literature or learn more about what the world believes about their religion and will leave the Mormon church at this point. Mormons believe that once you have completed all of the requirements and you are temple worthy, that when you die, you will go into your own planet named Kolov, and there you will be able to beckon the woman of your choice and multiple women, and they are not to give their name to anybody, but you can only call upon them. They cannot call upon you. And you will be the god of your own planet, living on this planet with all the women that you have called upon.
I kept you waiting. It's a wild, wild world, and you're a wild, wild girl. My sun's still shining, but it seems half the size, and it's a wild, wild world out here. Before my time,
quick little interlude on our story here. That song, What If I Ran Away to Mars, was left in my playlist by Skidmark when we had been broken up for a couple months and I was driving home to my mom's house in California. I realized that we had a playlist together and I went into it and he had just added that song that day. And I'll tell you, that song used to fucking cripple me like you wouldn't believe. But I listened to it like 20 times in one day over and over again, and now it doesn't really have any effect on me. But it's still funny. Whenever time I hear it, it just reminds me of Jason Skidmark, which is from Salt Lake. So the story continues. Many members do leave the church and are excommunicated, or they are considered Jack Mormons, which means they're not active. And those who do leave find it very difficult in the normal world because they have to unteach all the teachings of the church and also have a difficult time understanding how they got to that point of being brainwashed or being part of a religion that is that controlling. Yeah. And so there it is, my breakdown synopsis, if you will, of Mormonism through pop music from a drive back from Salt Lake City. There are a couple more songs that I had originally thought of putting in, but it gets a little long, and some of the songs are kind of the same themes, if you will. But thank you for listening. This is a Mo story. I hope you appreciated this. It's kind of stupid, but I've been wanting to do it, and I think it's kind of funny. So again, thank you for listening to a Mo story. Remember, tell your friends, subscribe, write a review, and we'll see you next week with a whole new story. Thank you all. And one last song in memory of Joey Smith.